Today is Wednesday, the 20th of May, in the 7th week of Easter.
When I am troubled by the sorrows I see, when the weight of the world is heavy on me, come close and tell me all will be well. When I am weeping over what I have done, when my heart was asleep to the love of the sun, Savior, come tell me all will be well.
Paul Zach sings, "All will be well."
When I am frightened over what lies ahead, and I wake in the night to the tremor of dread, draw near and tell me that all will be well.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth.
John 17 gives us the longest moment of Jesus speaking directly to God the Father. What draws you most about Jesus' prayer? Perhaps there's something you model in your own prayer life from it. Jesus wants to share his joy with the disciples while he lives. Is your image of Jesus one of joyfulness, or perhaps a bit on the serious side? Perhaps you could ask to grow in this awareness of the joyfulness of Jesus. Joy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, a gift that Jesus sends to us still. Listen again to the reading and sense the peace and joy that is there, even at such an anxious time.
And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth.
God's love is unconditional, so everything we really need is ours already. Ask Jesus now, perhaps, to send you the gift of joy. Tell him about the troubles in life that make it difficult to be joyful. Praying, be cheerful in spite of difficulties. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.